Yeah, so last Mishnah again, yeah, enough for test Yudal of the base. The last Mishnah was Habua Chamoisai, someone lives with his mother-in-law. If Chayvela, it's possible to say that your mother-in-law could be, he'll be Chayiv Mishumat Chamoisai, she's your mother-in-law. Vikalosa, she's also your daughter-in-law. Vieshes Ochiv, she's also your brother's wife. Vieshes Achiyoviv, she could be your father's brother's wife. Viachoy sister, she could also be your wife's sister. Vieshes, she could be married. Venida. So kids, his pastors won't let it to be all these things. Very short, that we'll see. So some cases are Rishor, Bas Rishor. So the Chiddush is, if you live with Yechayiv, or all these different Chatois, all these different Averis. The same thing, Abu al Ein Chomot, if you live with the mother of your father-in-law, the Aleim Chamoisai, or the mother of your mother-in-law, you're also Chayiv. Rabbi Yechle Menuri Oimer, Abu al Chamoisai, someone lives with his mother-in-law, Chayiv Oleo Mishum Chamoisai, Vieim Chamoisai, Vieim Chomot. That the same lady could be all these three Averis, she could be your Chamois, your mother-in-law, and the mother of your mother-in-law, the Yaim Chomov, and the mother of your father-in-law. Is Omrullah, it's a Chom, say back to Vyachanur, it's not true. Shloshtum Shem Echrein, they're all three, one Avera like. It's all one Shem, still for Yoni Chayiv, one Chat, it's not three Chatois. Yeah. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the case is. Rashi says, Vyachanur, Mishem Chamoisai, Shoyonoshoi Bito, you married her daughter, Obas Bito, and the daughter's daughter, the Yain Chomov, the mother of the mother-in-law, Shenos was Bas Beno. So Zloshtim Shemechot, the Chad Korak Siv, they're all like in one lav, in one posik, Zioni Chayiv, one, not three. We'll see. Zmor says, Omer Rav Loza, Omer Rav Oishia, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Vesum Chesom Odov Recho, they both say the same thing. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Hodi Amoran, says now Mishnia, that the same lady, Yechayiv for three Averis here. Sumchis Mai, what's the case of Sumchis? It's now learn like this. Shochto, this is about Oisav Yes Benoi. So Shochto, let's say first you shechted the mother, the cow. The Yes Bas Bita. Then you shechted the granddaughter of the behemoth. So far you didn't do any Yisav. Torah only says you can't shecht the mother and its kid. But the kid's kid and the grandmother, it's Mutta. Now, V'yachakach Shochet as Bita. Now you shechted the mother's kid. So it comes out now, this middle kid, this third one, really now you did two Isurim. Because you shechted the mother and the kid, and this kid and its kids. That's also two times Eisav Yes Benoi. So, Sefik Yes HaBoyim. Rakam says you only get one Malkus. You get two times the same love. Sum Chesay Meno, Mishum Rebbe Meya, Sefik Shmoni, you get twice Malkus. Because even though it's one Mice, you're shechting this middle kid now, this third kid you're shechting, but it's called like two Averis. So therefore you get eight, you get the twice Malkus. The same thing now, Mishnah also, Birchin and Benuri also, you live with this one lady, she happens to be your mother-in-law, and your mother's mother-in-law, and your father's father-in-law's mother. So even though all the Lavim are in the same Pasuk, but since it's different Isurim, you get different Malkusin. You get, it's one Maisaver, you get three Malkusin. Like here, it's one Shchita, now you get two Malkusin. Omer Rav, Rav says back, no. Duma maybe, it's not true. Ad kan lo kumar biyochin and benuri hocho ele mishum shemus mukhlokim. Biyochin and benuri now mishun only says the reason why you get three malchus in, because each shame, each avera is like a different name on it. The nikri chamois, so this one lady happens to be your mother-in-law. Or nikri aim chamois, which is also the mother of your mother-in-law. Or nikri aim chamof, she's also called the mother of your father-in-law. So since there are three names to her, that's why you get three Malkus in. Avo Gabi Yosef Yes Benoi. Ravio, you shecht first the cow, then the grandson, and then you shecht the son. Tekula Yosef Yes Benoi Mikrin. Both ways, up and down, it's called an Is Yosef Yes Benoi. The Ein Shemus Mechlokim, they don't have different names to it, it's called one Maisavera. Therefore, Loi, maybe Rav Yochanan ben Nuri and our Mishnah would not agree to Rabbi Meir, so they don't say the same thing to Sumchus to Shem Rabbi Meir. And right, Omer Nachman by Yitzchak Duma maybe at Kamal Kama Sumchis. When does Sumchis say here when you shech this middle kid that you chayv twice? Ella Gabi Yosef Yes Benoi. The Gufa Mechlokim. So Meister, first you shechted the mother, and then you shechted the grandchild, and now when you shech the kid, So this kid, the reason why he chayev twice, because it's called from the grandmother and from the grandchild. It's called both ways. There are two different people involved. However, now Mishnah, we live with this one lady. She happens to be your mother-in-law, your mother's mother-in-law, and your father's mother-in-law. So it's one lady. Maybe holds like Rabbi Avuha. The other Rabbi Avuha says, Rabbi Yechanan, Sheira Heino Zim Hida Pasuk says, Akofa Akosav Osun Lekulun Zimachas. Torah calls it all like one big love, that's all. Since it's one lady in the Mishnah, Rashi says, Zimachas, Diyena Chayev Al Isho Bito Baz Bito Baz Pino Bebi Achas, Kemas Nisnel Achas. Since it's all one love, it's one person, maybe you only have one malkasin. So kids, the two Torahs are not daimel adodi. The Mishnah says, Omer Rabbi Kiva, Shalti Yesh Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Kiva says, Yesh Rabbi Gamliel, for Yesh Rabbi Yeshua, be Itlis. In Russia, Itlis means a shuk in the marketplace. Shal Imum, in this place, Imum. He asked him a shal like this, Shal Chulikar Beim Alamishta Benoi Shabbat Gamliel. His Gamliel went to the marketplace to buy food for the wedding of his son. He was marrying off his son. So by the marketplace, Rabbi Kiva asked him, Habu ala choisai. Let's say a person lives with his sister. Fi ala chois aviv. His sister happens to also be his father's sister. Fi ala chois im. It also happens to be his mother's sister. Now, how many like chatoyis does he get? If the Rabbi Shagig, chayiv achas akulun. Only chayiv one on all three of them. Or chayiv akol achas viachas. Chayiv each one separately. Mice, it's like the different shamas here, but it's one person. So Omulah, they said back to him, Loi Shemanu. He said, to give you this, we did not hear clearly this halacha. Abul Shemanu, we heard like this. Ha'abu'al hei noshim. Someone lived with his five wives that were nidois, delamachas. Person had five wives, and all of them were nidis, and lived with all of them with one forgetting. He didn't realize they were nidah. Shuchai v'kulachas v'achas. Lochariz ischai, five chatois. So they said back to the Kiva, because the Kabbalah would say that in your Shalu also you'd be chayiv three separate chatois. You'll see why. It's more like this. First of all, Hechidam, what's the Mishnah talking about? What was the Kiva's first Shalu? That she's your sister and your father's sister and your mother's sister. And then if you want to tell Mekhitoni the way it says, the Pashto means we're three different ladies. Your guy lived with his own sister, then he lived with his father's sister and his mother's sister. So my Tibula, what's your question? How Hashemus Mechlokim, Raygufu Mechlokim, the different names and different people. So Avadi Yechayim, three chatois, what's your Shiloh? Eli Radach, that's what he meant to say. Habo ala achois oviv, shehi achois imoi, or should be achoisai. You're living with your sister, and your sister happens to be your father's sister, and she also happens to be your mother's sister. There's one person you're living with. The Shiloh is Chayiv Achatakulam. Since it's one person, Yoni Chayiv one chatis. Since the mice have three different names here, maybe Yechayev three chatois, that's the shayla. Now, what's the lacha? Me, Armina, do we say, Arei Shemes Mechlokim, the different names of the Yisurim, therefore Yechayev three chatois? Or do we maybe know, Harei Ein Gufa Mechlokim, it's only one body, it's only one person, so maybe Yoni Chayev one? On Rulah, they said back to him, Loi Shemana, this we did not hear clearly. Abu Shemana, we heard about this, that Abul Haynosh, somebody loses his five wives, Nidus, all five were Nidus, but Vasachas at one time, or it should be Behela Machas, it should be, with one forgetting, Shushain Echot, it's all one name of a Nida, Shechayev Akhlachas Viachas, that is Chayev on each one is separate, Chatis, Mishum Nida, if so, Reinu Shadron Kabachayma, we see it to be Kabachayma, Omah Abul Haynosh, somebody loses his five wives, Nidus, but Vasachas at one time is Behela Machas. She Shemach is all one Isser of a Nida. Still, you tell me now what Chayiv Akolachas Viachas is Chayiv five Chatois is. So here with this lady is Achois, she's your sister. She Achois Ovis, she also happens to be your father's sister. She Achosim, she's also your mother's sister. She and Gimel Shemus, that there's three different names, three different Isurim. Is anything in this world to say she Chayiv Akolachas Viachas? The Rabbi Shiv Chayiv three Chatois. That's what Rabbi Gamliel answered back. Moras says no. The Chorikum Mifrach. He asks the question. It's Ikum Mifrach. Ma lahi nidois shekain gufu mechlokim. What kind of kavakarim is this? If you live with your five wives, each wife is a different lady. So since it's a different gufim, that's why you chayiv five different chatois. But over here, it's one lady. Maybe you only have one chatis. So what kind of kal v'chomer is it? Kelevav made the middle like this. Ela rav the Omer Kol Aposik says, Evras achoisoi gilo is lechayiv al achoisoi shiachois oviv shiachoisima. Rashi said there's an extra posik. He has more than bezim and bez. That there's an extra posik. Evras achoisoi. There is an extra evras achoisoi. So the extra posik comes to teach us that there's a case where there's one lady could be your sister and your mother's sister and your father says yechayiv three. So that's the pshat what they meant to answer back. Not really from a kal v'chomer of heinidus, but start from a posik rather. That Yechayiv 3. Oma Rav Ada Baravo Mishkakos. So how do we find this case? How do you have such a case that the one lady could be your sister and your father's sister and your mother's sister? How do you have that? So Mishkakos, you can find it Rishoy Bar Rishoy. That Rishoy, that they live with one another. How did that happen? Shebo Alimai. A son lived with his mother. For Eilid Beis Bonis. The mother now gave birth to two daughters. For Chozer Obo Alakos Men. Now this son came and lived with one of his sisters, one of his daughters. It's both, it's a sister and a daughter. Voilet ben, and he had a son. Obo b'nai, this son now lives ala chaisima in his mother's sister. So now when that son lives with his mother's sister, his mother's sister comes out to be shia chaisai. She's really a sister from the same father. Shia chais aviv, it's also your father's sister. Tehevele rishoy bar rishoy, it's also your mother's sister. So kids, it could be there's the case that you have one lady, she's both your sister, your mother's sister, your father's sister. So sometimes it's coming out, we have a special gzeras kosev, the pasuk says extra. Erbas achoisa gilot teaches such a case, Yechayiv. Now, Tana Rabbanan, it says, bo leha, let's say a person lived with an erva, any one of the ervas, a man lived with her, lived with his sister, whatever it is, v'chozru bo leha, lived with her a second time, v'chozru bo leha, lived with her a third time. So chayiv kolachas viachas divrei Reb Lezer. Chiddush Reb Lezer holds yechayiv three chatois, even though it's behelo machas, is one forgetting and it's one shame. But since you did the aveira three times, he holds yechayiv three chatois. V'chachom bar nechom say no, ein chayiv elo achas, you only chayiv one. Since it's behelo machas, is one forgetting and it's one aveira, you only chayiv one chatos. Umoidim chol Reb Lezer, but the chom agreed to Reb Lezer, but bo al hei not to say man lives with his five wives. Nidus, that the nidus, but vasachas at one time, shurchayev kolachas viachas, that is chayev five different chatois. Why? Hoyev ugorim lehen, like he is what caused for them. Rashi says, lohavi kolachas chatas, and as each one of his wives is chayev chatas. So since they're chayev chatas, he's also chayev chatas, five of them. Kitza means the gufa machlokim. Since the five different ladies, and each lady has her own chayev chatas now, so the man also has to bring five chatois. Yeah, Jezachom just say where it's one man living with the same lady three times, they only chayiv once. But if he lives with five different ladies, it's five chatois. Omer Rav, Rabbi says, Omer Rav, Rav Nachman, mi yamrin, is it true that we say, ho yuvul gorim lehen? Since the man causes them to be chayiv a separate chatis, he's also chayiv, and since it's gufa machlokim, is it chom agree to this? For a time, he would learn like this, hu behelo machas, vihi behei alomis. He did it with one forgetting, and she did it with five forgettings. Rashi says, "Bein hey bias, bein arroyus, whether it was five different bias with five different ladies, bein hey bias akolachas, yeah, fehein hey alamis, means she knew the lecholechon, bein kol bia bia. The ladies all knew in between each bia that it was not very that was done to her. So second time Joseph has to keep a second chatis." So the man has one hell, he forgot all the time. He thought it was his wife all the time. And these ladies, though, in between, they realized each time it was an aveira. So lochur is, who ain't a chayiv alachas? The man is only chayiv one. But for he, the lady, chayiv is kolachas viachas. Says he clearly, even though the lady is a chayiv five chatois, the man is not. So I do not say that since he causes them to be chayiv five, he should also be chayiv five. No, they're chayiv five, for them it's a separate halama. He's only chayiv one, it's only one alama. So see, the Rabbana don't agree. Eli rather aim like this, and it is the svara. Hayuv agufa machlokim. That's what the Chum means to say. That if a man lives with his five different wives, and each one's a nida, since each one's a separate guf, there they agree, yechayiv five chatois. It's only if you live with the same lady five times, you're only chayiv one. But it's five different ladies, each lady is another guf, it's mechayiv you another korban. He brought up a question like this. What's going to be according to Rabbi Lezer, cuts, let's say somebody cuts down, cuts down grapes on Shabbos. The cuts that then he cuts down again. What say? If he does this both, one after another on Shabbos, with one forgetting. Zechayiv, one chattas or two. So time with Rabbi Lezer, this is the reason of Rabbi Lezer, Hossa Mishum, Duhu, Ovid, Tartin. He did two averis. That's where Rebbe Lezer says he twice. He lived with the same lady twice. So since it's two separate averis, he holds chayav two chatois, even though it's with one forgetting. Vachinam here also then, the yavat tartan, he did two averis. He cut down grapes in the morning, then he cuts down grapes in the afternoon on Shabbos. Since it was two separate ma'aseh ksiras, he'll be chayav two chatois. Or Duma maybe no. Time with Rebbe Lezer also must be with Rebbe Lezer over there. Mishum. You can't do two bias together. You have to do one after another. So therefore, each bias is called like a separate ma'isavera. Therefore, he says, even though you live with the same lady twice, but each bias is called a new bias. You can't do it together. But if you cut down the gregarious worth of food, it's a date, the size of a date worth of food, so you chayiv on Shabbos. Then v'chozda v'kotza gregrus belamachas kivon diyevshlo la'arvon shtei gregrus masachas. It's possible to cut down the size of two gregrus at one time. And one shot to hold them both together with one knife, you cut them off together. But since it's possible to do both mice at the same time, is Enochai Belachas, maybe he agrees, Yechayiv once, even though you do it Zechazer, but still it's called one big mice, you only Chayiv one Chattis. Summa, that's the Shalvat Halacha. Summa, Rabbi says like this, time of the Blazer, the reason of Rabbi Lezer is Hossam Mishum Diyovid Tarti. The Svar of Lezistam, he was boiled the same Misha twice, he did two mice of Erez, he's Chayiv two Chattis, even though it was one forgetting. So, Achinam Hirosom at Shabbos, by Shabbos also, Hovid Tarti, he did two mice of Erez. He cut down once the size of a gregarious of food, then he cut down a second time to another grass, a bundle of whatever, whatever he's cutting off, apples, grass, whatever it is. Puts or pulls off two different apples, he's chayiv twice. Rabbi Yosef says no. Rabbi Yosef Omar, time with the Rabbi Eliezer, also must be the Rabbi Eliezer over there, the Yeshdol Larvan. Because by bias, he can't mix the two bias together. So each one's called a Choshev Amaisavera. Abul Efshaler Liyarvon, but here by Shabbos, cutting off the grapes, it's possible to cut off the two or three grapes together. In the Chayiv Alachas, you only Chayiv one. That's what Rabbi Yosef would say. Eisvei Abaye LeRabba. So Abaye is the Kasha to Rabba like this. Yeah. The Abaye was the one that said that you Chayiv twice. So Abaye is the Kasha to Rabba like this. Eisvei Abaye LeRabba. Reb Lezer Mechayiv al Vlodei Melochas B'mokam Ovis. If on Shabbos you do a tolda and a nav together, he'll Chayiv twice. On Melochas. Mashmo av v'yab basachas potter. If you do two Ovis together, you only Chayiv once. The question is why. If you're going to tell me, time with Reb Lezer Mishum Dekovit Tarti, because you did two Averis, so my potter. Why, if you do two malachas together, are you potter? Why? You should be chayiv also. So, Mama, Bered Rabboni, no, Anov Rebbe Nechunya Ben Zecharia, Meshubi Yomama, Bered Ravnoi, that Anov Miv Rav Nechunya Ben Zecharia, Tagmina, we interpret it like this, Hoko Mayaskinon, Bidalis Hamodalis Agabitaino. That's the vine that's growing over a fig tree. So cut some of asachas, and you cut it down together. You cut off the figs, and you also cut off the vine to use the vine for burning purposes, for wood purposes. So Rashi says like this: Veina notum begefin v'yitzarach liftzer agefin la'asaki. You're cutting off the vine to burn it. The cuts of asachas pri, you cut off the dates and the vine. The chayiv shtayim. Chada pri detainer dehainu kreitzer chayiv for kreitzer, for chada zmoiro the tolder the kreitzer. Chayiv for Shabbos, that's a tolder of tolder. That's why you chayiv twice, because it's an av and a tolda. In such a case, mishum hochi mecharver blezo. Hoyol u'sheimus mechlokim v'gufu mechlokim. That they're two separate molochis and they're two different gufim. But the kavos kotzer v'kotzer hechem mishkakas lo demifter. How do we have a case of it would have been two ovis that we say yepoter? Going to cut shtei gregos v'asachas. Only because you cut them both together. If you did two molochis v'asachas, that's why you potter. Avob on the case of kotzer kegregos, the chotzer v'kotzer kegregos could be chayiv. If you cut once kegregos, or if you cut off a date, and then later you cut off another date, could be kotzer v'lez, you'd be chayiv twice. Here the deek is you did both the same time. So if it's an av and a tolda, then you chayiv, it's called two separate things. If you did two ovis, means you cut off two gregos at one shot, then avad you only chayiv one. But in the case we cut one gregos now and one gregos later, then taikas called like two separate averis, then you have less according to Rab would hold you chayiv twice. Now the Mishnah says we oyed shorim of a kiver. Kiver asked him another question. Also he asked another question from Gamliel and Yeshua. Eiver hamadudu bebehema. You have an animal that one of its limbs, let's say its legs is hanging off. It's hanging, but still attached a little bit. Now what's the locha? Does it have tumor or not? The locha is once the eva comes off, it has locha like an avela. So what's the locha? Omrul, they said back to Rabbi Kiva, Leshemana, this we did not hear clearly. Avoshemana, we heard like this. Eva amadudu biyodim, what's going on if a man has a limb hanging off? Shutor, the kol zaman, the limb is attached to the body, it's tor. When the limb comes off, an eva menachai has tumma like a mace. But if it's still attached, the locha is tor. Vikach, hoyu, Mukhin shchin, people achmonas had shchin, so the body, the limbs used to fall off. That's what they used to do. They're what? Hoylich loy erev Pesach. A mukha shchin would go erev Pesach, ate a rape near the doctor, v'choytchoy, and he would have the doctor cut off the limb, ad shemaniach by kisara, not cut off the arm completely, but let it be attached to drop. He has worth, it's still attached. Therefore, it's not tummy. The doctor didn't become tummy yet, because since the arm is still attached to drop, there's no tummy yet. Then, he would get his arm stuck onto a thorn like. When he would pull his arm away, and then the arm would come off, and it comes out. No, he didn't touch the arm, so the person the mukashkin is not tummy, and therefore he would do his pesach at night. But Pesach, and the doctor would also be able to bring his Korban Pesach. And he said, the answer back, Reinonu, Shadron Kabachayma. The Madach by a man, that a man has Tumma when he's alive, still calls the man the Eber attached to the body. He doesn't, the Eber is not Tumma, so by Behema himself is not Makabal Tumma when the Behema is alive. So Pshita, that the Eber is not Tumma, calls the man attached, calls the man the arm. Or the Eber is attached to the body, it doesn't become tummy. See, Rashi says the reason why the Mukashkim did this was found they didn't look nice having the arms or hanging. So they used to have it cut off before Pesach, since they went to Eilu Regal, so they wanted to look nice, so they'd have the arm cut off. But they did it in a way that nobody became tummy. Not the doctor became tummy, not they became tummy. Tanan also learned the Mishnah in Machshirin, HaMoichek HaSakrish, somebody is like squashing. Krisha, the vegetable. The asoich of the sarah, somebody squeezing out the water from his hair. Or the ksusa, he has water in his jacket, and he's squeezing it out now. It says, mashkesh shabatoich ene b'chayitan. The water that's still sapped into the clothing, that's not b'chayitan, it's not called water yet. It's not machsh b'kabatumah. But v'yaytzim emenu, the water that comes out, harayim b'chayitan, v'yah b'chayitan, yonicha, to get the water out of your hair, out of the beged, that word called you want it, so that water now is hukshal kabutuma. And Omar Shmuel ukrisha atzma, this vegetable itself, hukshra. When you squeeze the water out of it, the water that's coming out, it's smashed to the pre le kabutuma. My time, what's the reason? Where's the water touching the pre? Bishas pre shimamenu. When the water, you squeeze the water out of the pre, so when the water's coming out, it's also touching the pre. So at that second, the water is smashed to the pre le kabutuma. Mishas Prishimen Hukshra. For the more, is that true? If you are tonight, we're going to our Mishnah. Erev Pesach, these Mukah Shchin, Erev Pesach, they went, Hulach Lalu Eitzel Reifa, they went to a doctor. And the doctor cut it off, but left the drop there. And then later, he would get his hand stuck onto a thorn and pull it off. So the question is, V'yamrit B'shas Prishosom, Huchshru, that when the water comes out of the Begid, the last second when it's leaving the Begid, it's cold like it's touching the Begid, here also, when the Mukah Shchin has his arm pulled off, the second is coming off, it's cold like it's still touching his body. The second the arm comes off him, like the second it comes off, it's cold still attached to him. So like it's cold touching him. So that arm has tumas mace on it now. So it should be cold touching the person. Just like you say, when the water comes out of his pre, the drops come out, they're still cold touching the pre. So also, the Aver now is still touching his body. So Moran says, no. To the Yom Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef answers, Benitosu mikol koichai. If you're pulling it with all your strength, and then you cut something, there's no connection there. If something is tight, it is not being pulled, stretched out, just it cut off slowly, then it's still cold attached. But if you do it, if you have something stretched out, and then you cut it, so when something's stretched and you cut it, it pulls apart. That's not called contact. That's not called a negi at all. So here in the Mishnah means the Mukah Shchin like arm is being pulled away. So when he pulls it, it pulls it, and his arm comes off, there's no attachment there. That's not called a negi. We'll soon see his case. That's what Rabbi Yosef said. Hokinam b'nitaz mechol koichei. Now, v'echitma Rabbi Yosef, we will learn Rabbi Yosef's halacha. Oh, this halacha. It says, zav etal meis, the person that's a zav, or else the person that touched the meis. Shoyim halchin, they were walking on the road. The yard alayim geshamim, rain came on the clothing, on the hair. Safa pisha sech, even though they squeeze out the water, b'tzadeli nusaf tach, let's say it's going into the bag, into the jacket. So they squeeze out the water from the top of the bag to the bottom of the jacket. Torim, that water is nothing. Since the water didn't come out yet, it's not hooks for kabutumah. Shein mechash v'nela, ela sheyotzu. We only care about the water that comes out. The water that came out completely from the Begid. When the water comes out of the Begid, then that water is called water, and it's the mash of the Kli L'Kabel Tuma. So, we're talking about now where you like spritzed out the water with all your strength. You have to be gerus that the shita says it. The case here was el shiyotzu mikulu means after the water leaves the beged, then the water is hukshel kabel tuma. But the beged itself is not hukshel. The beged itself is not tamei. So here you see, I hear when the water left it, we do not consider like the water is touching the beged. Why not? We said I saw before the b'shas prisha when it's coming out, it's still touching the beged. So the Yosef answers here we're talking about now penitos mechokoychai. You're like spritzing out the water, you're shaking out the water with all your strength. So when you're pulling out the water fast, then we say the water leaves the beged, it's not cold attached to the beged anymore. Only if something comes out slowly, then the last drop that comes out is still cold attached to the beged. If you do something strong with strength, then it's not cold attached. That's the Pharaoh's Talo case, Mukesh can hear also, where the guy is pulling off his arm with strength, it's like it snaps it off, that's not cold in the Megi at all. There is not cold attached at all, therefore remains Torah. See the Mishnah, then the Mishnah by the V'yod, another question, Shaul Rabbi Kiva, he asked the most like this, what's going to be? Ha-shechet he-zvochim, b'chutz. Somebody took five different kabonis, and he shechet them outside the base of Migdash. Be'elo machuz with one forgetting. She's over five averus of shchut echut, but one forgetting. Mahu. How many chatois is he chayiv now? Chayiv v'kolachas v'yachas, he's chayiv five. One for all five. That was a shayla. Omrulah, they said back to him, Leishamar, this we did not hear. We did not hear clear the locha. Omrulah, Bishua said though, Shemati, I heard like this, that Bo'ichol Mizevech Echot, if somebody eats a carb from one carbon, Meheitam Chuyim, the food was put into five different plates, Belamach was the one forgetting, Shuchayva Kolachas Biachas, Mishamili is over in Isamila, five milis. He was nene from Hegdish, five different plates, even though it's all one Avera. But since it's in five different plates, he owed Yechai five chatois. If so, Rabbi Yeshua says, For all you need, the Roman Kabachoyim, I have a Kabachoyim now. The Madach over here, it's like one behemoth, and you chay five chatois. So in your case, from the Kiva, where you shechted five different Kabonas Pachutz, Avad you be chay five chatois. Rabbi Shimon said back, no. Rabbi Shimon, loikach. That's not the Pshat Shol of Kiva. That wasn't the Kiva Shal altogether. Because right, he learns in that case, Pshit you only chay once. One. Ela rather, the Kiva meant yes like this. Ela boichol noiser mechamisha zvochim. He ate noiser, the korban was left over from five different kabbonis. Belamachas mau, chayiv achas akulam, oichav akul achas biyachas, because there are five different behemoths, there are five different noises. Ormulah, they said back to him, lo shemana, we did not hear this clearly. Only Beshua said back, yes, shemati heard like this, that viyachim azevachecha, somebody eats from one korban, they tamchim in five different plates, belamachas one forgetting, shuchav akul achas biyachas, is chayiv five different chatois. Mishamilis, he's over the Yisamilis, being there from Hegdish. He's over Roy Anisha, the Roman Kavachayimah, he also from Kavachayimah. Madach there,